USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells CBS's Face the Nation that former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe and others at the Bureau should be ashamed for damaging the organization's reputation with their actions surrounding the 2016 election.
They hurt the FBI badly for that, all of them. Not just Mr. McCabe, but all of them. We should hang their head in shame.
Kennedy says McCabe was fortunate that he was only fired, not prosecuted for perjury. Washington State Governor and 2020 presidential hopeful Jay Inslee was on CNN's State of the Union to talk about climate change.
We are the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we are the last generation that can do something about it. And we have got one shot, and that's the next administration. We have to have this be the primary, first, foremost, and paramount duty of the next administration, because the world's on fire, and we've got to act, and we've got a climate denier in the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC This Week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
President Donald Trump hands his fiscal 2020 budget to Congress Monday. On Fox News Sunday, the White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the deficit is increasing for the time being.
Perhaps so, but the economy is $20 trillion, and net worth today, household net worth, is about $100 trillion. So I don't think that's a burden on the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal government has released a report on last year's western wildfires, and one state dominates the data. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
California had the worst wildfire year of any state in the nation in 2018, and it was the worst wildfire year in California's state history as well. That's according to the annual Wildland Fire Summary by the federal government's National Interagency Coordination Center. Some 1.8 million acres burned in California, approximately 23,000 structures destroyed, and that includes the deadliest wildfire in California history, as the Camp Fire killed 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former HUD Secretary and 2020 presidential candidate Julian Castro on CNN's State of the Union talks about his take on the policy that separated immigrant families at the border.
Under international law and U.S. law, somebody has a right to present himself or herself at the border and to seek asylum. You'll remember that last year, the administration said that they were taking little children away from their parents because they wanted to deter other families from coming to the United States. They said that if we were cruel enough to just take these little children away from their families, that that would show all of these other families in Central America that they shouldn't come to the United States.
Castro says the U.S. needs to engage countries like Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and to help them find safety there so they don't have to knock on our door. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.